Hey, today Hashem, we're continuing in the third parak of Maseches Rosh Hashanah, and today we are learning Mishnayos Dalet and Hey. So Mishnah Dalet tells us the following: they would not only blow shofar on Hashanah, they would also blow shofar on a Tainus Tzibur. So there was a Chiv Midaraisa when there was a particular race Tzara that they would daven and they would blow Chatzotros, and the Chachamim made a Gzeira that in the Takana, that in the Beis Hamikdash, two shofars should be blown together with the Chatzotros. They would flank the guy blowing the Chatzotros. So the Mishnah tells us what type of shofar they would use when doing that. So b'taynios b'shal zecharim kvufin. When it was a fast day, they would use a male sheep's curved horn, dafka, for a fast day. It doesn't have to be a male sheep. The point is that it was curved and that it wasn't straight. It's just, if you want to know where to find a curved horn, it's on a male sheep. A curved horn shows a sense of hachna'a, a sense of humility. Upian mitzupa kesef. At the mouthpiece, or near the mouthpiece, there was some silver. Ushtecha. And there were two people blowing trumpets that were flanked by these two people blowing shofros. Shofar mekatzer v'chatzotzos marichos. Now on a tainus, the shofar was the shorter blast and the chatzotzos were the longer blast, pishe mitzvah siyom v'chatzotzos, because the Iker mitzvah on a tainus was really with chatzotzos and was not with shofros. Now Mishnah Hay tells us, the Torah tells us that we blow a shofar on Yom Kippur of Yovel as well. So we're going through all the different times that we're blowing shofros. So we already discussed Rosh Hashanah, we discussed the Tainus. So Shava Yovel Rosh Hashanah, let's kill the brachos. The halachos of the Yovel are the same as the halachos of Rosh Hashanah when it comes to blowing the shofar, meaning it should be a straight horn, just like on Rosh Hashanah. And when it comes to the brachos, the Yom Kippur Musaf of the Yovel has the same nine brachos that the Rosh Hashanah Musaf has every year. However, Rabbi Yehuda Omer Rosh Hashanah Tokin Bishal Zecharim, that on Rosh Hashanah they would blow using a male sheep, the shofar of a male sheep, which is a curved horn. Ubi Yovel b'shel Ye'elim. But in Yovel they would use the straight shofar of a wild goat. Meaning the Tanakama and Rabbi Yehuda say you need a straight shofar for Yovel, but they have different reasons. Tanakama says it has to be straight because it has to be like the Rosh Hashanah shofar. According to Rabbi Yehuda, it has to be straight because that's what cross and draw bar. It declares freedom, and a straight shofar is a symbol of freedom. Okay, so to review what we learned today, Mishnah is Dalet and Hey. Mishnah Dalet, we said that on fast days they would use a curved shofar and they would have silver plating on it, and there were two chatzotros in the middle and the shofros on the sides, and the shofar would blow the shorter blast where the chatzotros would blow the longer blast, because the real mitzvah was chatzotros. And then Mishnah Hey, we said on Yovel they used a similar shofar to what they would use in Rosh Hashanah, meaning a straight one. And Rabbi Yehuda says that Yovel, that Rosh Hashanah they would use a curved shofar, and on Yovel they would use a straight one. So both Tanakam and Rabbi Yehuda agree that on Yovel they would use a straight shofar. It's just a question of why. Is it to match Rosh Hashanah, or is it because Yovel declares liberty, and to declare liberty, to free slaves, we want something that is more straight.